Bringing Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, and was over at Barnes & Noble last night. There's a new book out about the history of broadcasting in Nashville, yeah. And there was a picture of the Holy Smokers basketball team from Channel 4 that included Dan Miller and Paul Eales and some other folks that we're familiar with. And, Joe, I thought of you immediately.
I was not in that picture, was I?
No, you weren't in the picture.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. No, that was, you know, that was a very special group. You know, they would go and play, or we would go and play. I was privileged to be a part of that back in the late 70s and go around to places in the mid-state, Southern Kentucky and all that, and play. And just, you know, and thousands of people would come because they wanted to see Dan Miller, and they wanted to see Paul Eales and Verge Jackson and Bill Hall and George Goldtrap, and kind of the list goes on. And it was kind of funny because there are different groups. I mean, there were groups that would come to play that weren't very good, you know, that were just playing for the fun of it. And then you would run into groups that were serious. And, I mean, they were like city champions and all, and they wanted to, you know, kind of, you know, put the smack down on you a little bit. So it was pretty interesting to see. But when Dan and those guys got out in that community, it was very special.
You know, Robin Roberts and I still joke around about, and I don't know if you were there, about when Channel 4 played Channel 5 in softball, and we were, I forgot what community we went out to. And about 4,000 people showed up. There was like a traffic jam, and I'm like, they're here to watch me play softball? Scary.
Oh, yeah. It's funny because we played in Lebanon one year in basketball, and I ran into a guy not too long ago, as a matter of fact, who was in the game, and he said, "Hey, you remember me?" And I said, "No, I really don't." He said, "You broke my nose." I was like, well, you know, get out of the way, you know, I rebound, you know.
That's how I roll.
I mean, it was, yeah, oh yeah. So it was, but I mean, just wonderful crowds and turned out in great numbers, and that was a lot of fun.
Big weekend for baseball with Alabama in town.
Really is, and Alabama is leading the league in a lot of categories, most notably runs scored and home runs. You know, Kent Mathis has 20 home runs already this season. So it's going to be a very interesting take, you know, to take them on, and Vanderbilt's in the mix now. They're in that middle of the pack. You know, there's several teams that are kind of all jammed together in the middle, and so this is a very big weekend, and it's gonna be very exciting. But Alabama scores a ton of runs, so I mean, Vanderbilt's pitchers have better be ready. Hopefully, Mike Minor and Caleb Cotham, Sonny Gray. At all, better be ready.
Joe, I'm sure on a personal note, sad to see that Kenny Stabler won't be returning to the booth to do Alabama football. And I know, you know, being in the business, you know, he is in some ways a colleague. And I know we're close to the same age. And, you know, you look at Stabler and just remember when he played at Alabama, what a great player he was in the NFL and just what he means to Alabama fans.
Yeah, I know, and I was curious how that was going to play out, and you know, it's sad he won't be back because what a great person he is, and you know, people, you know, rally around him, and I know that when we've played Alabama in years past, and I'll never forget a few years ago we get together. Our broadcast group and their broadcast group get together for dinner the night before the game, and you know, Stabler comes and he's got his Super Bowl ring on, you know, and he's kind of flashing it and all, and it's sad that he's not gonna be back, but I'm not totally surprised by it. I thought that might be the case, but you know, that's gonna be a big loss for Alabama. I mean, he is. He's well loved and well thought of there, so they'll miss him for sure.
I went to one of those dinners one year, and the funny thing was Willie Donick had called me and said, "Turn over in on the game show network. They're showing an old Hollywood Squares, and Ken Stabler's on there."
Oh my! I missed that one. I would love to have seen that one.
But they thought he was Kenny Rogers.
And I told him that when we got to the restaurant, I said, "Hey, I just saw you on Hollywood Squares a few minutes ago." I was like, "Boy, what year was that?"
Really?
Joe, real quick, good story on Rivals.com about just how effective Bobby Johnson's recruiting strategy has been. as evidenced by his recent Junior's Day event, you know, and just sort of staying ahead of the curve, you know, building on, you know, what many around Vanderbilt feel like is their best incoming recruiting class, and hoping that 2010 might, you know, outshine 2009.
You know, I really think, and we've talked about this before, I really think every year they've gotten better. And it's easy to say that, but if you look at the numbers and you look at the players, I think every year the recruiting class has gotten better. And I think this year is their best recruiting class yet. And we'll see. They've got 18 players, and a number of them are going to get a shot to play right away, especially the receivers. But I just think they're doing a wonderful job. Warren Bielan, you know, and that group that lead recruiting are just doing a magnificent job of getting players in that can do the work, that can play right away, and I think they're very special.
Joe, thanks as always, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
See you guys.